Everybody's ego takes a shot on this show.
You gotta keep your chill with Jim, Matt, and Molly.
I am savage.
So you're not special.
Jim, if we want to play this game, we can play this game.
And I'm just like, oh so, my god, this guy's so gonna swing on Jim. He's a complicated fellow.
People like me.
Yeah, I don't think so.
This is Jim, Matt, and Molly on 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and ESPN Madison on YouTube.
We're learning a lot about each other.
Murr.
It's murr.
I'm the flower, Mr.
Mister.
He gave me his number. Like, it wasn't the other way around. He was like, no, you text me. So here we are. Best friends. We're probably going to go boating this summer. So
there you go. You could have your pontoon boat full of tight ends.
Oh, my gosh. Wouldn't be the first time. Waka waka.
Which tight end is your favorite? Tucker?
My wife's.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio in downtown Madison, alongside Matt Hamilton and Molly Brown, here's Jim Rutledge.
It is hour number two of Jim, Matt, Molly. We are presented by Coors Light at the Mountains. You know what to do.
And that's crush a Coors Light. So good to have you back.
I'm Jim Rutledge. I have the power in the Everlight Solar Studio. Get into the show, 844-770-3776. That's Carlos Talk and Text Line. List is more. You can stream us on the ESPN Wisconsin app and watch us on the ESPN Madison YouTube stream. Matt Hamilton, Molly Brown, Jim Rutledge with you. Primetime will shine behind the glass. And on the ESPN Madison YouTube stream, Ryan will tell us when he is ready to juxtapose a photo from Glenn Powell that was used on SNL on Saturday. It looks like a red carpet photo of Glenn Powell. I think he said maybe about 4 or 5 years ago. Glenn Powell, most famous, I think people would know him from the Top Gun Maverick movie.
Top Gun Maverick. He's also in a new movie, which is why he was on SNL.
Yeah, he's Running Man.
The remake of The Running Man.
Which, the Arnold Schwarzenegger Running Man elite in, like, it was terrible but awesome.
Right.
Have you seen it before?
I think I've seen it. I knew the premise of this one before, like, I had to watch the trailer.
I'm not even going to bother with Molly.
He's in Twisters. No, I haven't seen that movie. Thanks for asking.
Yeah, he's in Twisters as well.
Big movie, yeah.
Anyone but you, I've heard that one's good. I haven't seen it.
He was in a movie called Hitman.
Wait,
that
anyone
was on
but
Netflix.
You stars Sydney Sweeney?
I think that, yeah. I think they're like the two
I've
main.
Seen that one, yeah. That's a good one.
Of course you have.
Favorite actress.
Like, she's a thespian, all right? She's fantastic at her work. Anyways.
She has another really good one that you would like. I just can't remember what it was called. I have to. Voyeurs? Voyeurs. They watch people. That's all I'll say.
What are you saying about me?
You like Sydney Sweeney. You see a lot of Sydney Sweeney in the movie.
Is this a movie? Or,
a lot of her.
Is this a movie or a documentary?
Made me jealous. She's fantastic actress.
What is this, Mr. Skin? What
are okay. We? I don't get the joke.
Yeah.
It's fine. We're moving on.
Yeah, we're moving on.
Yeah.
Also in Spy Kids. It was Glenn Powell.
Yes.
Spy Kids.
Oh, that's right.
He talked about it. I don't know who he was in Spy Kids.
I think he was in Spy Kids 3. Yeah. He was like the...
Do you know the difference between all of them? The only thing I can remember is like the microwavable McDonald's and like the people that are like finger people.
They were in all three. Yeah, they are. She's right. No. That fingers. They're thumbs. Specifically thumbs. Let's remember this, people. They were specifically
thumb
thumbs.
People?
Yes.
Lingered on your fingers.
They are thumbs that have like opposed. They're basically a hand, but their head is the
they're
thumb.
They're disgusting.
And then the other like digits are their arms and legs.
I'll,
but they're
I'll find
like human sized. Yeah, they're
and
disgusting.
What were you referencing?
So they're like
about?
Hand people?
The same thing.
Sort of. It's a weird movie. Steve Buscemi's in the second
you
one.
You think?
Well, okay.
I've never seen any of these, but now
things.
I'm kind of intrigued. Well, send it to Ryan. Okay, so you can put it up
I'm
on
not,
the ESPN
I'm not going to put all this stuff up, but we can put so many things on the ESPN Madison.
Are you kidding me? You guys don't know what I'm talking about? Those people from Spy Kids.
Oh my God.
That is terrifying.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a thumb.
It's a thumb, I promise.
It's got a nail.
It's a thumb. Yes, exactly.
I think they had to put the nail
it's
on
the
it.
It's the curve of the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely
the curve
did.
Of the knuckle.
Yeah. You had to put a nail
couldn't
on that
be the
thumb.
Thumbprint for the face. For all the reasons that Molly is describing this, if you want to find that photo, you should just Google it.
What?
Spy Kids hand people?
Thumb.
Thumb people.
Not finger people.
I actually thumb. Shouldn't have Googled thumb this on my work people. Computer because I put thumb people Spy Kids.
That's fine. I think that's okay.
You might just show up in a very interesting document.
It's good you didn't say finger people, Spy Kids, because that was not a work-appropriate search. Linger on your
that's
fingers.
That's barely appropriate for me to say on the air.
Yeah, I think you should stop saying it, if I'm being honest.
Spy Kids 3.
Spy Kids 3 is fantastic. That's one with Glenn Powell. That's the one where they're in like a futuristic sort of like.
It's fantastic.
I don't even know what it's called. I watched these movies like 19 times as a kid. Are you kidding me?
All I know is that I used to want their microwave that just like made a Big Mac. It was the best thing.
Yes, that's right. So that's in the first movie. That's
you guys are such babies.
So in the one with Antonio Banderas.
Right? I've never seen any of these. but I know they exist. And I feel like there were decent actors in it.
Steve Buscemi's in the second one.
Right,
yeah,
okay.
Antonio Banderas plays the dad.
So you thought of the microwave. Like, did anyone see, and it's probably no, but Macaulay Culkin starring Richie Rich?
Yeah.
That's so a great movie. What do you mean, probably no? That's like my era.
Okay.
Yeah,
Have you seen it?
Absolutely not. Why do you even ask anymore?
But
before she was born. She's kind of strophing that fact.
No. I've seen the Titanic. That was before I was born. Does that make you feel old?
Never let go, Jack.
A little bit. It does.
I'll never let go.
And then she let go. Just saying.
Yeah.
She could have both could have fit on the door.
Yeah. No doubt.
Jack Dawson from.
She's like, I'm not really ready for something serious.
Yeah.
Bye.
Thanks for the necklace, though.
Yeah.
This was a nice fling. but where was he from in Wisconsin?
Chippewa Falls.
Was he Chippewa Falls?
Flying Kugels.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you're
was
right.
Was it Chippewa Falls?
We gotta go to
who?
Oh wait, that was.
Wait, are you? Did you actually?
It was definitely he was from Chippewa Falls. I was gonna quote Mark Murphy. We gotta go to Chippewa Falls.
We gotta get to Chippewa Falls.
Jack, that was not in Titanic.
No, that clip you guys just heard just now, that wasn't Mark Murphy. That's Leo.
We gotta get the Chippewa Falls.
That's DiCaprio.
That's why Rose didn't hold his hand in the
way. She heard his
why she let go.
When she heard his accent slip out because he was hiding it well, but when he was freezing to death, the accent came back out.
We gotta get the Chippewa Falls.
Can you imagine watching that whole movie and like. Youper Wisconsin accent.
He's a complicated fella.
Oh, you betcha, Rose. Let's go to the front of the boat.
I can imagine.
Derailed.
I would die.
Oh my gosh.
We do gotta find the Leo Chippewa Falls because he definitely talks about it.
I believe that.
There's something with a lake.
Yeah, because she's getting ready to jump, and he's from.
He's from some kind of lake.
Yeah, I thought that's where he was from, but
I'll Google it.
Anyways, I'm sure Google has the answer. Very common. He's like, I'm from place Wisconsin. If you jump in there, you're not going to die. Like, then he describes how horrible it'll be.
Yeah, the lake, how cold it is.
Yeah, because that was an ocean, but still.
Usually a little bit colder, especially in the winter.
No,
when
I'm talking about the lake being cold. Come on.
The Titanic crashed in the ocean, Molly. Just so you
know. I know.
Also
you.
Cold.
Yes. Maybe you're thinking of the Edward Fitzgerald. Edward R. Murrow.
Edmund Fitzgerald.
Edmund Fitzgerald.
Google just says Chippewa Falls, but there's definitely a reference to a lake.
I mean, there's probably lakes in Chippewa Falls.
Yeah.
One would assume.
You guys suck today.
What do you mean? You're asking. Okay. Do we want to don't quote? Do we want to go quote me, guys?
Well,
don't quote me.
All right. But while we do don't quote me, can we just direct people to the ESPN Madison YouTube stream and they can.
It's not ready.
Okay.
I mean, do you want to do what? I mean, you.
No, it's fine. It's not ready. It's not ready. No, it's fine. Yeah. It's not ready.
But do we want to do don't quote me?
Yeah, let's do don't quote me.
We're not saying it's gonna happen.
Let it ride!
Lake Wasoda.
But if it does, then we want credit.
Say that again, because that is an amazing take.
In his hometown of Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin.
Not, well,
Wisconsin. Don't quote me, boy, because I ain't
said. All right, guys. Well, we did do our don't quote me predictions when Jim and Molly were still here on Thursday for the Packers and Badgers games. So first of all, guys, Jim Rutledge was already giving himself credit in the first hour because he did do pretty well with the Badgers. He predicted that they would cover the 28.5 against Indiana, as they did in their 31-7 win, which, I mean, hey, when you cover against the number two team in the country, you got something to feel good about, I suppose, right?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, at halftime, like, but they got a chance, then immediately Indiana's like...
The whole second half was the worst. Yeah. They just looked like Wisconsin again.
I was shopping when it was 10-7 is when I got out of my car. And then by the time I got out of the store, they were down 24-7 or 31-7, whatever it was.
Yeah.
Brutal.
It was not great in the second half for the boys. But Jim Rutledge also predicting that starting quarterback Carter Smith, making the first start for a freshman quarterback for the Badgers since 1991, would have under 100 passing yards. He finished 9 of 15 with 98 passing yards, including a 45-yard touchdown pass to tight end Lance Mason in the first half. So,
is he the guy?
Curtis Smith?
Moving forward. Not the rest of the season. I mean, next year and beyond.
If he stays, maybe.
Well, Jim Polzine wrote a great article about this in the Wisconsin State Journal. I'm sure we'll talk about it on the Jump Around, which you can watch on ESPN Madison, ESPN Milwaukee's YouTube streams at 12:30. That'll be tomorrow at 12:30. Evan Cohen's joining the show because there's high school football going on our YouTube stream on Thursday. So we're moving the Jump Around up. I just remembered all that in the moment. But with that, I was freaking out because that their touchdown was fortuitous, lucky. I don't want to say lucky, but like it was a great play call because it was fourth and one and they faked it. And I was listening to the radio call, so I'm relying on Mark and Matt. But then they bombed it down to Mason and 45 yards. So I'm like, ah, oh, that's it. I'm not going to win that. Like,
right.
Because he's got 45 yards in one play. Lo and behold, couldn't get anything else. So yeah. I definitely lucked into that.
Yeah, you got it. And I would say, I'm not going to say you lucked into the second part of your prediction, but I think looking back on Thursday, I would have pushed back about the boldness of your prediction, if I had to be honest.
Really?
Well, Jim Rutledge predicting that Jameis Winston would have more passing yards than Jordan Love and the Packers would still win. And this was only after Jim wanted to throw out the subjective line of saying
Jameis
Winston,
there.
Jameis Winston would have a better game than Jordan Love. No, no qualifiers.
I
no.
know. I listened to that when you posted it to X, and I was like, "How did you guys let him get away with this?" Don't
I don't
quote
know.
Me.
I don't. I just wanted to give up. I didn't want to argue. I didn't want to bicker. I'll be honest.
And that's
what
fair.
Am I exhausting or something?
Slightly, yes.
From time to time, you've dabbled in the exhausting side.
People like me.
But that was not bull.
Not at all.
I would have called you on it if I was here.
Whatever. I thought it was 2 for 2.
Eh, you're 2 for 2, but the second one's under protest. Anyways, keep it moving to Molly Brown, who predicted the Badgers.
We don't even have to talk about mine. Mine sucks. Go.
I want
to
hear it. Go on.
Yours wasn't that bad. I mean, you predicted the Badgers would score first with a touchdown. They should have scored first with a field goal, but the wind was as bad down
I did
in
hear that call, too, yeah.
It was terrible.
I say, where was the wind worse, Bloomington or where was the packet? New
Meadowlands.
York.
Meadowlands. Meadowlands, East Rutherford, actually, New Jersey.
Whatever.
Yeah. The wind was terrible this weekend, apparently, across the country. And then you also predicted the Packers would have a season high in points. They did not. What? What were you
saying? Womp.
Oh, wow.
Like, womp, womp, womp.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. For sure.
Was that their second highest, potentially?
No, this is actually the fifth time this season they've scored exactly 27 points.
Because Jordan Love is 27, which means he's going to win the Super Bowl at the same time as all the other quarterbacks that were 27.
In 5 of their 6 wins this season, they've scored exactly 27 points. But this was the second highest scoring game they've had this, or third highest scoring game they've had this season. They scored 35 against the Steelers, and then they had the 40 against the Cowboys in the tie. Then Matt Hamilton also predicting the Packers would put up a 40-burger. Once again, the Packers
having any clue what your prediction was, Molly.
That was hilarious.
Very
great minds think alike.
Honestly. Yeah.
Or way too, what is the opposite of pessimistic?
Optimistic.
What is the, optimistic minds think alike.
Yeah. Totally.
Totally, for sure.
Yeah.
And then my prediction was that Indiana would put up 83 points on the Badgers, which they might have been on pace for that in the second half. It felt like they were there. And then also predicting that the Packers and Giants would combine for 4 total interceptions in that game, which, once again,
they could have.
If the Packers DBs could just catch, stop running into each other, and stop playing defense against each other, they very well could have had 4 INTs in this game. So I feel spiritually vindicated. I feel like I was on the right mark, and the Packers just didn't show up for me. They just didn't show up for me. That's all I'm going to say. So, Jim, one, don't quote me, I guess.
Good job.
I kicked ass and don't quote me. Don't be mad.
Give it to him because it's hard.
It's like
don't quote me is hard.
You bet the spread.
You still win money, though, if you do that, right?
Well, I know, and it's a win, but this don't quote me. These are bold predictions. Jim was like, I bet the Packers win, man.
Hey, they lost 2 in a row going into that.
And Jameis is going to throw more yards. Or no. Jameis is going to have a better statistical game. You want to go by QBR? Oh, I hate QBR. You want to go by yards?
And then he brings QBR
that's the part that's so annoying. The eye test,
yes.
You know?
That's the part that's so annoying is like he wants, like, I want to say Jameis would just have a better overall statistical line. QBR is a perfect representation of that very thing. That is like what it's made for.
It's not a indicator of how someone played. Like, you can't, like, it doesn't necessarily match up with the eye test, which I get, but if you're doing a comparison between two guys, QBR is a good one.
All right, speaking of exhausting, I'm just going to share this while this is going on.
Okay.
Everyone saw on the ESPN Madison YouTube stream, saw me put my hand on my forehead here. So I get a text right as it start. My daughter says, so there's a band concert.
Wait, your daughter?
Yeah, she texts me. My oldest has a phone.
Okay, well, no, I thought there was something going on in a group chat.
No. So she text me and says, so there's a band concert tonight. Would you be able to drop off and pick up my friend? And I said, I assume you're going too? That was my first response because I'm not just picking up your friend and taking her back. Then she says, this is her address. I said, sure. When do I pick up and drop off? for which W-I-T-C-H won. That's why I did the nice forehead, yes. And I say both, and she says, thanks. I was like, so when am I picking you up?
She's 12?
Yes.
That's a, yeah, that's a straight 12-year-old.
God! Obtuse! Again, what time am I picking you up, and what time do I pick you up from the concert?
What is she saying? Like,
later today
right
and
now?
After the concert, Jim. Like, how hard is that?
Dad, get it together.
God, witch. W-I-T-C-H. Unbelievable.
Did she see Wicked?
Yes.
Is the new one out?
No, the new one, I think, like, special people get a chance to see it. We're going to see it next week, though.
Gotcha.
Ooh. But I did reply back, witch, with the emoji. And is this really? That was my reply.
Yeah.
This is Jim, Matt, and Molly, presented by Coors Light.
Hey, this is Matt's Chicago doppelganger. You're listening to Jim, Matt, and Molly, presented by Coors Light on 100.5 ESPN Madison.
Chalmers Jewelers in Madison and in Middleton. Madison's locally owned, Madison's family owned, Madison's custom jeweler. Chalmers Jewelers in Madison and in Middleton. She is Molly Brown. He is Matt Hamilton. I am Jim Rutledge, primetime Warsheim behind the glass. I'm going to just one more gripe about my... She seems completely unaware that I have a job / I'm doing a radio show because she is just texting nonstop throughout the show. Like, I don't have other things to do.
So, you know, unfortunately, Matt still has to work.
And I thought, no, it was, and I forgot, it was yesterday she had her phone taken away. Just for
four?
One of these,
well,
sort
if
of...
If you're okay.
Yeah,
sure.
No, it's perfect, actually. So, Matt, you'll appreciate this. Molly, you have siblings, too, and you kids. She did one of these sort of like, oh, like she was mad at Nola, and she kind of threw off her blanket and then hit Nola in the arm. Like, I saw it happen, and Nola overreacted, but she almost got her feelings hurt more than, like, the actual part, and Rosie was angry, and it was all because she had to, like, get up and, like, clean the table. And I was just, oh, throws it off, hits Nola. Nola cries. We're like, well, you can't hit. She's like, well, I barely hit her. I'm like, well, now you've admitted that you hit her, so, yeah. Like, no
that
phone.
That is a classic. That's getting into a conundrum with Jim. You just, that is not the way you phrase that.
Right. Well, also, she's me, and it is exhausting to talk to her.
Weird.
Now you know how it feels.
That is so weird.
Yeah,
it's exhausting.
People like
you
me.
Think I get in semantics. At least my semantics are right. Like, but this.
Good,
like,
God, this
that
guy.
Doesn't make any
he can't
sense.
Help himself.
I can't. Yeah, so do I bicker with my 12-year-old? Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Yeah.
I
honestly,
bicker with my 3-year-old. So
nobody wins when you do that, Jim.
I always win, Matt Hamilton.
Well, yeah, but does it feel like a win when you beat a 12-year-old in a bickering argument?
It does
match?
Until the other two people in the house are like, what are you doing? Winning! That's what I'm doing.
Winning. Teaching.
But at what cost?
Let's get the stats to the press, Packer fans. And Badger fans or just Packer fans?
Both. This week.
All right.
What's the story?
How depressing.
Are you not happy or
still to be happy about?
Take that for data.
Beep, boop, bop, bop, beep. These are stats to depress people.
Every time that sounder plays, Molly looks up to see if you did it. Every single time.
No, it's just I look at Ryan because it's just so funny. Like, that's the best part of the open. Beep, boop, boop, beep, boop.
Oh, you're looking at your computer and it sounded and you just, like, snapped your head over to look and see if Ryan.
It's one of those things that, like, I use in my daily life. So, like, if I'm just doing something, I will say out loud, I'll be like, beep, boop, 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 beep, boop. I just do it. I don't know. I
natural.
Love it.
It comes natural. Just like stats to depress fans here in Wisconsin, because typically this becomes the Wisconsin Badgers football segment. But honestly, guys, I'm personally a little more depressed about the Packers after they barely beat the lowly 2-9 Giants 27-20. So we're going to go bar for bar this week. Who had the more depressing stats, the Packers or the Badgers, guys? I'll start off with the Green Bay Packers. They played most recently. We already talked about it. Packers have 5 drops in the first half alone. 2 by Romeo Doubs, 1 each by John Fitzpatrick and Luke Musgraves. Musgrave, who cares what his name is? He sucks. Then Dontavian Wicks also having a drop. Now they have 8 in a 6-quarter stretch dating back to week 10. The 5 drops by the Packers match the most by the Packers in a first half since ESPN began tracking drops in 2006.
Wow. That is pretty depressing.
For a team that was actually not having this issue at all through weeks 1-9, they had 5 drops over the first 8 games of the season.
Do we know how many drops they had last year? Because they were really bad last year.
They were
year.
Like the worst in the league. We talked about it. There are a couple stats. Depends on what site
what
you go
is.
To. But they were always like the... One team with the most or the second most, basically. Them and the Jets with Aaron Rodgers. It was horrible. Now, I go over to the Wisconsin Badgers, guys. Speaking of passing, We already talked about him a little bit. Carter Smith, the freshman starting quarterback for the Badgers, started last week's game. He surpassed the passing total that he had against Washington for the entire game. The entire game against Washington, he had 12 passing yards. And on the first pass against Indiana, he had a shuffle pass to Jackson Aker that went for 19 yards. So after the first pass he had against Indiana, he already surpassed his passing total from the Washington game entirely. But guys, the sad part about that is that's nearly as many yards as the Badgers generated the entire second half. They had 23 total yards in the second half.
So on that.
So guys, let me ask first, which one was more depressing between the
Badgers?
Badgers.
Yeah. Badgers?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, it is impotent is how you describe their offense.
Constipated for sure.
Those
I don't
are two
think
different
you use
things
at all.
It feels like they're waiting to break out. They just need to. They just need to blow.
Okay, that's fucking.
They
can't score.
Wow,
they can't score is what I was going with. They're impotent.
Yeah, Ryan's like they need prune juice.
Yes,
they need.
And I said they need a blue chew.
They need plenty of cranberry juice. That's all I'm saying, guys. Anyways, all
right. So,
what were you saying, Jim?
Yeah, with. The Badgers, I was. Atuka got hurt.
Yeah, he did.
And it doesn't look. If he misses one game, they're not going to get it back to 400 yards.
Almost definitely not, no.
Yeah. And there's no way the Badgers are getting 83 points in the Big Ten.
I do have an update on that.
Yeah.
I can't bring that right now. Through seven Big Ten games, the Badgers have been outscored a combined 184 to 47. Comes out to an average score of 26.3 to 6.7. So about 26 to 7. In seven Big Ten games.
Wow.
They're so bad.
They have not scored more than they've scored more than 17 points once in 10 games this season, by the way. That was the Middle Tennessee game. They only scored 17 points against Miami in week one. Remember that? Miami of Ohio, by the way. Not the Hurricanes.
Yeah.
Not Miami of Florida.
No, not at all. God knows what they would score against them. They score negative points. But update on the race to 83 points in the Big Ten. The Badgers now have 47 points in seven Big Ten games. So Molly Brown, pop quiz. To get to 83 points, 83 minus 47 is?
36.
Beep, boop, bop, bop, beep.
Right?
It is 36 points.
Okay, I was like, wait, was it 26?
So 36 points over the next two games versus Illinois and Minnesota.
It's 18 points per game. They got it.
You think they get there?
No.
Jim?
No.
Matt?
Yes.
Okay, yes. Matt Hamilton.
We're going to be positive.
Yeah. Right. What's your reasoning? Vibes.
Yes.
Because I don't want it to be true.
Yeah, because I'm going to put it in the ethers and make it happen.
All right, fair enough. Well, put it in the ether that the Packers can get a kicker worth his salt, because we all thought Brandon McManus stunk, and he didn't play in this game because he hurt his quad. By the way, apparently that Matt LaFleur said after the game it's because he kicked 2 days in a row that he aggravated his quad, which, good thing that it can't have a kicker who can kick 2 days back-to-back. It's probably
I bet you Matt Hamilton could kick 2 days back-to-back. Actually, no. Matt was complaining a lot the next day.
I was a little sore after we did our kicking contest. I was like, nope, couldn't do it. So I get it, Brandon.
You're the same age as him, too.
36?
Yeah.
36?
But I would say Matt is capable of sweeping back-to-back.
There you go.
If there's the muscles he's actually conditioned to be an athlete for.
Yeah, the muscles that I actually trained, I can go back-to-back.
And
yeah.
Even without a trained leg, Matt Hamilton, I think he could have done better than Lucas Haversack did on Sunday. He had two missed PATs, both of which missed
so
by like
bad.
I proved 20
yards.
That
was
I can
not
make
just the wind.
Yeah.
He's got to go back to being a substitute teacher now.
Yeah, he might have to go back to Akron. That was tough. So he's wide right on the first one, way wide left on the second. Didn't realize this until after the game. The Packers lead the league with 9 missed kicks, including PATs and field goal attempts this season. Who do we blame more here, Goody or Rich Bisaccia, by the way?
Goody.
Yeah, you can't blame Rich Bisaccia. He's like, what is he going to teach the guy how to kick?
Okay,
Goody gets the players.
But it's also his department.
Yeah, like, what do you do, Molly? How do you teach a guy
you're
going to
give Rich Bisaccia?
How do you teach
ridiculous.
A guy how to kick? Yeah. It's not his fault that they're on the team.
Yeah, it'd be different Anders Carlson would be different because he's like a rookie developing. Like, McManus is who he is.
So, like, would it be Matt LaFleur's job to teach Dontavian Wicks how to catch?
No.
Well, no, he has somebody for that.
Well, that's the point.
But, like, to kick. Like, it's like trying to teach someone how to walk. Like,
yeah,
like,
exactly. Satya, his job is to make sure they don't run the ball back every time we punt it or kick off.
Yes,
like,
or the proper coverage so stuff's blocked.
I'm not going to blame him because the kicker missed.
How much training do you get on specifically your technique to sweep at this level?
Zero.
Right.
Zero.
Well, you should be competent, but it is different to be a kicker in the NFL versus a curler.
You're
it's
right.
Different.
I'm going to say you're absolutely right.
I am being nice to him. I'm saying it's different.
But you're absolutely crazy if you think Rich Passaggio is like,
you're fine.
Well, maybe you should aim your toe before you kick and make sure to follow through. Like, it's not his job to teach you how to kick. You should know how to kick. It's Goody's job to give the coordinator a kicker knows how to kick a ball.
You know, that's a Saudi limited poll question. 844-770-7776.
People are going to vote Rich Passaggio.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
No,
everybody loves to blame Rich.
Is it Rich Passaggio's job?
Passaggio.
Let's just say, who's more at fault for the Packers kicking issues this season?
Yeah, Goody or Rich Passaggio.
Kickers or the special teams coach?
No.
Rich Passaggio is Goody. You can't change the question that we're arguing about.
I can do whatever I want.
All right, guys.
It's Goody.
Speaking of teaching players how to catch, they need a DB coach who can teach the Packers how to catch, because like I said, they had four dropped interceptions in this game. Count them, four. Jim, Molly's been trying to get your attention all segment. Talk to her.
I just really need your laptop charger. Jeez. My laptop is going to die and I have Molly's game's results on here.
She's waved
you struggling.
No less than five
he
times
doesn't pay attention.
This segment.
Sorry.
Anyways.
Distracted.
Much like the Packers DBs who can't see a ball when it's about to hit them in the face. This was the first game the Packers actually had multiple takeaways. The Evan Williams interception and Micah Parsons strip sack at the end of the game. They entered Sunday as one of two teams who didn't have a game with multiple takeaways this season. Do you guys think the turnovers are starting to come, or is this just the defense that we should expect?
Do you know the other teams?
The Jets were the only other team.
That was...
I think at this point...
And that was your guess.
We said this last year.
It was up there. It was them or the Saints.
It was last year. We talked about it. Like, turnover, you can't... It's just, honestly, it's weird. Like, they happen and then they don't. And
but this one, it's like the opportunities are literally hitting them in the face.
There is... That's where it goes back to turnovers are luck. Because last year, those ones that hit them in the face ricocheted to someone else and they caught it.
I don't know if these ones were luck. These ones were just poor execution.
But I'm just saying, in general.
Yes.
Because the Bears are, like, one in the league right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. All right, guys. So then the last...
But, like, it's luck. I mean, they're around the ball, but the ball's just bouncing their way.
Yeah.
Last depressing stat for you guys before we get out of here. The Badgers got their first win against a top 25 team under Luke Fickell against Washington 2 weeks ago now. Wisconsin, on Saturday, lost to a ranked team for the fifth time this season and still has not beaten a top 10 team on the road since 2019.
Okay, Indiana's really good, though.
Yeah. They are. Okay, I'm not saying they should have beaten Indiana.
But
the fact that they haven't beaten a top 10 team on the road in, what, is that 6 years now? Six, seven seasons? Oh, I didn't even mean to do that.
Six, seven.
But, like, at this point, like, when do we think that they're actually going to start doing that again? Well, like, do you feel, like, how far away are we?
So, to be fair,
years. 2 years.
And I don't have the number in front of me, but, like,
yeah.
I remember when Brett Bielema was here, I was like, they're a little bit of a paper champion that if they play top teams on the road, they lost most of the time. Like, okay. It's hard to go beat top 10 teams on the road.
Okay, how long do you think it'll be before they beat a top 25 team on the road?
2 years.
2 years?
Yeah.
Great minds.
They're going to have plenty of opportunities. All right, Molly, before we get out of here.
Okay, do I have enough time?
Well, like, we'll
don't make time. Don't say the loser?
We're going to have to make time. Well, we got to go through the results.
Okay.
All right, come on.
Jim, are you good with that?
We just bump crosstalk and then we can...
Yeah, we're not going to get to crosstalk. Sorry, Jesse Nelson, we're not going to get to it. We're not getting to it.
I had two other things off of this, but we can...
Let's continue with this.
Can we do Molly's game next? No?
Just bump stones to the end?
Sure.
Let's just work it out right here on the air.
Yeah, we already are. What else do you have on this game?
So one, would you want Jake Moody, who's currently on the Bears practice squad, would you want him as your kicker? You probably have to get rid of him.
I thought you were
talking about... He made a couple kicks at the beginning of the year for them.
Yeah, he did. But he's on their practice squad because they have Kyrell Santos. And so... he made
Didn't San Francisco dump him this year?
Yeah, but he is perfect for the Bears so far this year. Moody is. And he's got a big leg.
Yeah, well, Haversick was perfect for a game, too.
It was just a question. Like, that's a guy that you have to put him on your roster, though. So you'd have to get rid of McManus for Moody. And then the other one was 608. Rick and Madison chimes in. Jim, I couldn't sympathize with you anymore. I have a 10-year-old daughter, and she will text me nonstop, and it'll be from her bedroom to my bedroom to bring her something to drink, acting like I don't have anything to do. This is Jim, Matt, and Molly, presented by Coors Light.
Hey, this is Matt's Chicago Doppelganger. You're listening to Jim, Matt, and Molly, presented by Coors Light on 100.5 ESPN Madison.
If you're not drunk, ladies and gentlemen, get ready to get drunked up. Let's do it. LMFAO, you know it. LeJohn. Yeah. All of the alcoholics. Where you at? Let's go.
You host a radio show.
What do you want me to say? I didn't know I was
coming
back with it.
We're coming into Molly's game here. I thought maybe you could...
Well, are we doing the open for Molly's game here?
We weren't going to do the full Molly's
exactly.
game open.
Exactly. So this is your fault.
Matt Hamilton, Molly Brown. Primetime Molly Shot behind the glass. Get into the show. 844-770-3776. That's Carbo Stock and Text Line. This is more. I'm just delaying this.
Am I wrong? Who does that?
You what? Turned on your mic. I thought you were hopping in.
Yeah.
No, I turned on my mic because I'm on a radio show. Anyways.
That's fair.
You're what?
But you know Jim's got a cough drop in, so like take the reins, Molly.
I do have a cough
drop in. Stop choking then, Savage.
It's cold and flu season.
Yeah.
Gross.
He needed it.
Anyways.
Thank you. Look at Matt being the nice
guy. I just hear it like rattling in your teeth though.
Do you guys want to hear the Molly's game open now?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah,
just Jim.
Please.
Get it going. So Jim.
You heard it rattling because I'm trying to move it around with my tongue. So I'm then, like, Molly, I thought she was going to open the show.
I've been searching everywhere, and I can't seem to find.
I cut his mic.
Molly. This is Molly's game,
hosted by America's favorite bookie, Molly Brown.
All right, guys. So, just to recap what we're doing here, we were doing worst of three, essentially, for Molly's game. As the Badgers are taking on Illinois. As the Badgers are taking on Illinois this weekend, none of you guys know the results of this last week or the entire thing. So, we have our bets going. We all have to go to the Illinois game this weekend together. Yay us. And then we each had our own respective bets. So, mine was that I would have to take selfies with random strangers, which I would die if I had to do. If I lost, Matt would have to go sit somewhere in the corner of Camp Randall by himself and not talk to anybody the entire time. Jim has to watch the band and be like thrilled by it. Do you have to go to the fifth quarter too?
Come
I think
on.
He does.
Yes.
He does.
I think so.
Fifth Get quarter. Avoid fifth the traffic.
Quarter. It's like the best part of the band.
Oh.
Night game, too, 6:30.
Yeah, if and we then, could convince you to get on the field and go, like, dance around with them, too, that'd be great.
You go on the field. I've never seen fifth quarter in my life.
That's crazy. Yeah. I've seen it, like, twice.
It's great.
It's not that great. They do, like, the chicken dance.
Yeah.
I don't like the halftime performance.
Ryan would have to take a date to do the game.
Not just a date. It is a blind date, remember.
Which we still don't know how
I don't
to
know
procure.
How we're doing this.
So.
Yeah.
We might have to workshop it. We'll see.
Alrighty.
So first
well,
up...
Hopefully it doesn't matter. Okay. Hopefully it doesn't matter.
That's fair. Okay, so heading into this week, our totals were Jim had 1 point, Matt had 5, Ryan had 3, and I had 3. Okay? So,
wait, and
Matt
the
in
more
first,
points is good? Okay.
More points Woo-hoo! Is good.
Yeah, okay. Matt, you're safe. Yes. You're safe.
Okay, so first one here, guys. It was over under 47 total points in the Commanders-Dolphins game in Madrid. Ooh. Jim... Jim, Matt, and I all said under. Ryan took the over.
You cannot understand how annoyed I was watching the end of this game. I swear to God, the Commanders and the Dolphins turned the ball over on downs on the opposing team's like 5-yard line enough. 4 times.
They refused to kick field goals.
Oh, it's the worst.
Well, there was a missed field goal too, wasn't there?
They did everything wrong. There was no offense.
On that note, Jake Moody not available. He was signed by Washington during the show.
Josh and Kenosha did call in during the break. Noted Bears fan also said he was watching that intently. Yeah, Jake Moody's now gone.
Next one here, guys. I asked you who's going to have more turnovers this weekend, Jordan Love or Jameis Winston. We all said Winston, so yay us. Next one, who is going to have more passing yards, Baker Mayfield or Josh Allen? Jim and Matt both got it right.
It wasn't even close.
What did we say? Josh Allen?
Yeah, you guys said Josh Allen.
I think he had like 327.
Ryan and I said Baker. Yeah, it was, Baker had like 100-something.
173, I think it was.
So where are we at right now? That would make it, I have 3.
That gives you 3, which gives you 4 total. Ryan has
Wait, four total.
Like from last week. Like
oh, yes, because we all got the Jameis one right. Yeah.
And then last one here, guys. I asked you to give me your score prediction for Wisconsin versus Indiana. Jim was the closest when he said 37-10. If you want me to recap all of our scores, Matt said 41-3. Ryan said 45-14. I said 55-7.
Ooh, tough, Molly.
It was very tough. But guess what? I didn't lose. Matt didn't lose. Jim didn't lose.
Well, no.
Ryan, you lost.
You just said you lost that final one.
Yeah, I didn't get a point.
Yeah, you were the furthest off, so then you're the only one who didn't get a point.
What do you mean? No.
You're saying Jim's the only one that gets a point?
No.
Yes, Jim is the only one that got the point because he was the closest to it.
Oh, but we've been playing losers this whole time. The whole way we've been playing Molly's game is that whoever doesn't get it.
You get a point if you get the question right.
We've been going with whoever was the most wrong when it comes to the score prediction. That's a tiebreaker.
What?
Yeah, so everyone gets a point but Molly.
No!
That's how I do it!
No, that is not right.
It would just be a tie, right? Like, you guys would be tied then.
Yeah,
no, because I don't get the point, but then.
Because then Jim and I would both get a point, and then you wouldn't. So then it would be a three-way tie.
No.
Yes!
That is not how we were playing.
Oh,
no, stop. I'm sweating. Stop.
How do we always play the game in the past?
Because that's how I remember us playing the game in the past.
We play it, what is that show called? Price is Right. Whoever's closest. Don't you dare try and twist my game on me.
Convenient. The one who runs the game is the one deciding this. Yeah, of
you
course.
Lost. But I do think that we have to find a different punishment for Ryan. We can't get him a date.
Blind date's hard.
Actually, I might.
There's some qualifications about whoever the date is going to be.
Whoa!
You're not just rude. No. There's going to be some age brackets. There's going to be
some tax brackets.
Brackets. No, we're not going to be that judgmental. But there is a certain limit for age when it comes to how compatible.
I don't think there is.
What about Matt's age?
Yeah.
36? No! 10 years older than me? No!
Oh my gosh, Ryan, I could teach you a thing or two.
I'm not offended. Okay.
No! What am I going to talk to a random 36-year-old at the game about?
Are you invested?
Yeah.
Is your portfolio diversified?
How much you got in your 401k? Have you written your
bill
yet?
Yeah, no, we're not doing it now. Nobody who Jim is going to try and set me up with is acceptable. Not that I'm trying to be picky. It's just I'm sorry.
Hold on.
Do you like asparagus?
I'm too old for you.
36? 10 years my elder? Yes.
What?
Yes.
Bro, I thought we were boys. Now I feel like you're like. Sounds like you want to be your uncle.
Matt, sounds like you want to be more than boys. You're over here with me as the old guy, not with the young folks.
I'm aged closer to Ryan than I am to you, aren't I?
Jim, how old are you?
You're 9 years.
I'm 45.
Yeah, so you're 10 years older than me.
Oh, man, I am closer to you.
Beep, boop, bop, bop, beep.
Ryan. I thought we said don't hurt Matt's feelings today.
Well, when you try to set me up with a 36-year-old, I'm going to hurt your feelings.
You're not ancient. I'm still an elite athlete, damn it.
Are you, though?
Yeah, I know.
I prefer someone in their 20s.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. There should be a qualification that this person's like 30 max.
30 max?
Yes.
Wow, you ageist.
And let me guess, no kids, never married before. How picky are you going to be here?
Were you going to say a house?
How picky?
Oh.
No, how picky.
Homeowner.
They have a house. Yeah. I mean, that's fine. That's not
No, this is hilarious. My phone is picking up talk to text, so it's just like trying to text Rosie everything that we're yelling. So I'm going to close that.
Ryan, you're an ageist. That's what I learned from this
segment
today.
Matt, are you dating a 46-year-old?
No.
What?
You guys really are ageist. My God.
I'd say that'd be a deal breaker.
I just saw a thing that was like, this old man was going to pay somebody like $10 million to be just like his girlfriend or something. I was like, wow.
I mean, if the blind date's going to pay me $10 million, then whatever age.
Yeah.
In that case.
Yeah. You see Bill Belichick? My God.
I'd go on a date with Bill Belichick.
Okay.
How much would he have to pay you?
He's got a lot of money from UNC. He's
a little Wagner State. Just a nice night out, that's all.
Chapel yeah. Bill.
First date.
Nice night out with Chapel Bill. That wouldn't hurt.
Oh,
I can't believe Molly rigged this game.
No,
this
I didn't.
Is ridiculous.
I did not.
This is
all right, well, let's at least.
We got to go to break.
Let's give it a college try. If you know anyone, what are the age for under 30?
30, yeah, I would say at like 30 max. Come on.
30 max. You really are an ageist.
Yeah, okay. I'm 2 years away from 30.
Rude. When you were 26, were you dating 31-year-olds?
Dating?
Yeah, exactly.
No.
Thank you.
Okay, are you going to date this person? Like,
it's a blind date. That's literally what this is.
But also, I didn't know anyone older. I mean, I wouldn't have not dated someone 31.
Okay, so
but
you,
I guess I can't. So have a, I don't know. It's a blind date. How am I supposed to have a say in
well,
this? So
how about you workshop a new bet then, if you're really that upset?
No, 844-7.
Well, I will do it, but there's going to be a qualification.
Let's just try.
I don't want to buy her ticket.
844.
So wait, is that why Molly wanted to change this?
I'll buy the ticket. Maybe. Good Lord.
I'm not spending money on this Badgers program.
844-770-3776. If you have someone who's willing to go on a blind date with Ryan, who's under the age of 30, and a woman, 844-770.
That other part is also an important qualification.
Yes. 844-770-3776. If there's a woman in your life that you think would be willing to go on a blind date with Ryan, who's under 30, call in. You get to. It's not going to be super awkward because it's Jim, Matt, and Molly. We're all going to be there with Ryan.
I'm separate from you guys, remember?
Oh, never mind. Ryan wants it to be separate. I was trying to get people to call in. Yeah,
that was the whole thing.
Right, yeah. But they at least get to hang out with
but
us.
But then we don't get to watch. Well, you have to be like in front of us.
That's why you like that scene.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. We got to watch.
All right, at this point, we actually just have to end the show now because we are so woefully out of time.
Go be a winner. Go to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. That's where winners go. Millions of dollars.
Says the one who rigged the Molly's game.
Everyone's a
winner. I did not.
At Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
Whatever.
Guys, let Jim go. You can pick her after the show.
Go be a winner. Go to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
Stay salty, Ryan. Oh, we still got 30 seconds. It's fine.
30 seconds, I can tell you how this person, I think they might be listening. So anyways, I did a TikTok and someone's like, hey, does anyone on your show single? And I said, yeah, I have a producer who's single. She's like, I'm going to listen, see if he'll go on a date with me. And I kind of forgot about it until just now.
TikTok.
I think she's 36 in Madison, but she's got a kid who's like 22.
Okay, yeah, we're not doing that.
But she said she was open to it.
5 seconds.
This bitch of Matt Molly said like, we're like,
see ya.